Yeah, I got a little moral dilemma
going
on here. Yeah, and I can use some help from, you know, I'm going to pose it like this because I don't know how well, you know me pretty well. So I want you to tell me what you think I did in this situation. All right, so I posted all day today on social media about, you know, we have a great relationship with our friends at Manhattan Mini Storage, and we have our guy that comes on who lives in Manhattan Mini Storage, and we give him crap all the time, whatever. So they have this new service called Full Service Plus, where it's for lazy asses like me. You know, it's like I have a bunch of stuff. What I have is this, like when you're, sounds like bragging, when you're an author like me, but you know, now my books have not been that successful. So, you know, I'm an author with a small A. But anyway, so the publishers send you author copies and you get just boxes and boxes. And I opened this one closet. My boyfriend was yelling at me. He's like, I have no room for any of my stuff. Like, why can't you give me a closet? And I was like, take any one of them. He opened a closet and the only thing in there were these boxes of author copy books that I've never opened. Like books from way back in the day. Like my first book from 2006. You know, and I have like four boxes of author copies that I never, ever opened. You know, like all those years, people were like, can I get a copy of your book? I was like, sure. Like literally in my closet the whole time. So they have this new service for lazy asses like me called Full Service Plus, where they come to your house, they take your stuff, they pack it for you, and they take it over to store. You don't have to leave your couch. Like you literally just, they come over, they pack it, they take it. And it took 2 seconds. So I posted all over social media about it today. And I thought, you know what? You don't tip. I do. What a tip is, Anthony. That's when someone does a service for you and you give them money. Yeah, you give them money as a thank you, as a I appreciate you kind of thing.
Okay, I don't believe you, but okay.
No, I did. So I tip. Well, this is the moral dilemma part. So I tipped these guys, and one of them was like showing me pictures. He kept pulling his phone out of his pocket, and every time he pulled his phone out of his pocket, I guess the money had fallen out. And he didn't realize it. And they took my stuff and they left. So now they're gone. And the money I gave him is now on the floor.
But you didn't see it until after they left?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, so they, you know, there was a bunch of stuff around, boxes, whatever. They pack it all away. They leave. And then I noticed that and I know that it was the money I gave him, because first of all, why would there be money laying on my floor? Mm-hmm. And second of all, I fold things weird. So it was folded kind of weird. And I remember handing it to him going, this is origami. He's going to be like, what's wrong with this woman? Why did she fold this money like this? It was the money I gave him because it was weirdly folded. So I knew it was that money. So do I call and say, hey,
no,
you dropped the money that I tipped you? Well, you drop something, you know, instead of like patting myself on the back and be like, I gave you a tip and you left it here. Or do I just let it go and be like, look, I gave him the money. He dropped it. Obviously, it wasn't that important to him. You know, he messed up, whatever, like whatever his, someone hands me money. I'm putting it in my bra. I'm putting it somewhere safe.
Once
I'm not putting
the money,
it in some random pocket.
Once the money leaves somebody's hand and it goes into your hand, it is then your money. It's not your problem to follow that money to make sure it gets put in his wallet correctly.
All right, so the money that he dropped on my floor, I get to keep?
That's found money. Pretend Joe dropped the money while he was putting pants on or something. So it's just found money.
I go to Joe's wallet all the time and take out money. I'm like, I found money in your wallet.
Found money.
It's found money.
It's the same thing. But if the guy dropped the money, once it left your hand, it's not in your possession anymore. It is no longer, quote, Cooper's money. It's dude money. So if dude can't take care of dude money, bad luck. Sorry.
But that feels so wrong because the guy did do the service and he did work really hard and they were super fast. And he earned that tip money that I gave him.
Okay, but it's a pay service that they're doing. It's not a free service.
True. No, it's not.
So
it's a pay service.
You're paying for it. So you don't have to tip the guy. You just tip everybody because you're wacky about tipping.
But it wasn't that much money. And I kind of felt like I didn't pay that much. And now here he is leaving with something that he really earned. You know what I mean?
When did you become so rich? you know.
No, it's not a question of rich. It's a, no, but it's principle. So he came here.
Right.
So I didn't have to get my lazy ass off the couch. I mean, I didn't even get in my pajamas. Like, they walked in, they put stickers on stuff, they took everything, they left. And I was like, here's a tip. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying the money's on the ground. It's found money. He didn't take care of the money, so the money came back to you. It's like if you have a dog and you, and the person you give the dog to doesn't treat him well, the dog comes back to you. It's your dog again.
Right. So that's how you look at this. Well, what if he dropped a watch? What if it was like his grandpa's watch with like an inscription on it, like a family heirloom watch that fell off? I don't know. I'm just trying to get things.
Then
that-
it's the pawn shop's watch now. I think you dropped it at the pawn shop down the street. No, I mean, he didn't come back, so he doesn't know where he dropped the money. He could have dropped right. the money on 34th Street. We don't know where he dropped the money.
I thought about that. I kept waiting for, it's funny, I was holding it, and I kept waiting for the phone to ring and him being like, did I drop some money? You know, or I was waiting all day. Like, I was, every time I was looking at the phone, because I figured maybe he might stop by again and they'll call up to my apartment and be like, your dude is here again. And, you know, I didn't. So I was like, I spent the whole day like nervous that I was going to get found out or something.
Yeah, I mean, you never make that call anyway, saying, hey, I lost money. Did you find it? Nobody's going to say, oh, yeah, by the way, here it is. I found it. No, people are going to be like, you didn't lose, drop any money here. It must have been in the elevator. Somebody else got it. I don't know what you did.
But you never worked for tips. That's the thing. You've only had a salary job. You've never, even when you worked in a restaurant, you were a chef. You were a line chef or whatever. Like, you didn't work. You weren't a waitress or a bartender. So you don't know what it's like to work for tips.
When I get money, I take care of it.
Right.
I guard it with my life because I don't want to lose it. I've lost money before. It sucks. So you got to learn some way. So chalk it up as a learned thing for him. It'll help him in the long run.
Right. I wonder what Jeremy thinks. Jeremy, do you think that I should let the guy know that he dropped money?
There's no way he's going to say yes. He's not.
Well, but I think it also depends on how much money it is. You know, did I give him $100? Did I give him $5? I mean, $5, you just kind of go, it's $5. You know, what can you get for $5 these days?
But if it was $100, he should have taken better care of it. That's a lot of money.
Jeremy said not for $20. He said 50 and over. 50 and over, I should get in touch with the guy. You know me. What do you think I did?
You called him up. You tracked him down. You went over there. You have not stopped yet. I guarantee you called dude that works there and talked to him. Guarantee it.
That's exactly what I did. Yeah, because we love Manhattan Mini Storage. They've been so good to us. We have them on the show because they always have funny stories for us. You know, they're like this, they're family owned and operated. If it was some big corporation, here's what it is. If it was some big corporation, I'd be like, screw it. It's a big corporation. They should take care of their own people. It's not my problem. If it was like, if I went to, you know, Outback and tipped a waiter and then the waiter dropped the money on the way out, I'd be like, nope, that's my tip back. Sorry, Outback. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think because Manhattan Mini Storage is family owned, they've been so good to us over the years. We've made fun of them relentlessly.
That guy's an employee. That guy's not family of theirs. He's an employee. He's just like the waiter at Outback. It's the same thing. They're just an employee. They don't own the business.
But the difference is at Outback, because it's a big corporation, people come and go. You know, I mean, look, our friend Satyam, who lives in Manhattan, who lives in a storage unit, met his wife through Manhattan Mini Storage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was living in the one next door. She was in
right.
1B. So you called him up. What did he say?
I said, did you drop something? And he said, oh, my God. Yeah, I thought I dropped it on the street. I was looking all over the van for it. I said, no, you dropped money in my apartment. I'm just going to leave it downstairs in an envelope for you. I didn't wait for him. I didn't, you know, I went, I didn't want to go so far to be waiting downstairs. I'm like, here you go,
see,
dude.
He had
no
idea where it was. He thought it was in the van.
He did. He thought he dropped it on the street or in the van or
right.
something, like in the hallway. And then
no,
some
you had a
perfect
chance to teach him a lesson. It was a teachable moment for you to teach somebody to take better care of their money.
Okay. If it was like a kid, and that was the situation. Yes, 100%. But I just spoke to this guy. He told me this whole story. He just got engaged. They're planning a wedding at the end of the summer. He's got a lot on his mind. You know, he's busy. Like, I know what it is to be absent-minded. You know what I mean? It happens all the time. I don't. Me, I don't drop money. I've never lost a pair of glasses, or I've every umbrella I've ever bought in my life. I've never lost a thing. Like, I know where everything is at any given moment because I'm just like that. But, you know, some guys are like, you know, they've got a lot going on. So
it's like me a couple of months ago. I had a check that was sent to me from a company I was doing work for. And it wasn't a big check. It was like $150, $160. And I had it in my car and I accidentally threw it away when I was cleaning out my car.
Uh-huh.
So should I call that company and say, can you issue another check?
Yes.
Or see, I didn't. I went, my bad, my fault. I'm not going to get them to cancel the check then write me another check because what? I'm an idiot. Because I throw it away, it's going to cost them $20 to cancel it. It's not fair to
That's
them.
That's not your problem. Listen, people lose checks all the time. It's money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that that happened, I mean, that's how I feel. I feel like when it's money and it's a corporate, I feel like with corporations, yeah, they can spend $20. People lose checks all the time. They're used to it. It happens.
Yeah, I just ate it. I went, oh, whatever. I'll just eat it. I don't want to chase the guy down. I don't want to explain that I'm a moron. I threw the check away by accident. I should have cashed it immediately.
Just say, I'm so sorry. I lost the check. Any chance you can write me a new one? If the guy's like, I really can't, be like, all right, gotcha. Mm-hmm. You have to at least ask.
I didn't even ask. I just ate it. And the bad thing is now I got the taxes for it. I got to pay taxes on the money I threw away.
So. Okay, well then that's not fair either.
Yeah.
Jeremy says he once dropped $150 at a supermarket. He was freaking out. He wasn't sure where he dropped it. So he called all the places he was at that day. Finally, the one supermarket said an employee found it and turned it in.
An employee found $1.50 on the ground and turned it in. Wow.
That would not be me. One time I was leaving a movie theater and I'm so short, so I always see money on the ground, mm-hmm. you know, like dogs. I'm always down there. I saw somebody dropped a $50 bill on the ground in a movie theater. I was like, oh, look, I just made $50.
Right.
Put it right in my pocket. There was no way I was going to go to the movie theater and be like, hey, in case somebody I was sitting in the theater with asks for their money back, here it is, sir.
Money
no
on
way.
Ground. It's game on.
Exactly. That's a lesson learned. Like, if you're such a dumbass that you drop $50 in a movie theater.
$150 if you dropped at a store. Now, I wonder when he went to pick it up, he should have kicked him back a couple of bucks.
Yep. Jeremy said that I went to give her a $20 as a thank you, and she said, no, it's okay.
Really? Cheap
bastard.
It should have been $50.